This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Welcome to Friday. It's been Homecoming Spirit Week. It's been an interesting week on the show because we've dressed up in different themes and had really fun, a great time. But, I heard Kevin mention in the pre-show show that I know that Southeast, Southwest Florida is actually getting hit at this point in this time now. So we're thinking about our friends and family in the South, and it's going to just affect us barely, compared to what, they're dealing with, the rains. I had an event at the zoo for Zootoberfest. It got canceled because just the rain is going to be so bad. So we are thinking about our brothers and sisters and friends and family that are in the South.
We are.
We have had a fun time for Homecoming Spirit Week. Every single different day is posted on our Instagram. You could see us, including us doing the Gilligan's Island theme.
Yes.
Yeah, that was so well done, AB. Thank you again. Man, I heard so much cool stuff about that. They're like, you guys not only nailed that, you guys could actually recast that and be on that show.
And we would be shipwrecked on the island just like on that show.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, if you guys haven't checked out that video yet, make sure you do. It's up on our Brett Mega Show Instagram. AB killed the video. It's so cool.
It was your mom's idea, and I felt it has gotten the best response. Like, because we've done Roll Out of Bed Day. We did duos or couples, and then Gilligan's Island's gotten the best response.
I feel like it was just the best for like a group of five people to do.
Right.
Like for us, it just made sense.
Yes, and we cut the millionaires out because we work in radio.
I was just gonna say.
Exactly. Duh.
There was supposed to be the millionaires. We're just like, get rid of Mr. and Mrs. Howell. Like, screw them. Like, we don't. They're not on this boat.
Right.
Trust us. So today's theme, it made it easy for a Friday. I'll just say that. We'll reveal what it is at 7:25. And then at 7:35, about 5-10 minutes after we reveal the theme, it's the big game. Friday Night Light version.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hannah took us to our alma mater.
Rockwood Summit High School.
Which is their homecoming week, too, by the way.
So I know.
Go them.
They have their parade and big game tonight, so I hope it doesn't get rained out.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, Friday Night Lights for them. So we went to practice to see if we still got it. Remember, Kevin at one point had told us, he had gotten some scouts were asking about him.
But yeah, when I was a junior in high school for one brief shining moment.
Well, we'll see if you still got it. What the scouts would have said about you if they would have came to practice.
I'm just glad I'm walking this morning. Let's just say that.
So that'll happen at 7:35, and it concludes a really fun week, and we appreciate you being part of every step of the way.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A couple surprised each other when they both got down on their knees to propose to each other at the exact same time.
What?
They were at a concert and the guy and girl brought rings to propose to each other, and the woman even had a teenage daughter who both of them had confided in, so she knew it was going to happen, and she was there, and she was just like, this is going to be hilarious. I'm just going to let it happen. So she got the whole thing on video. They both proposed to each other, and the woman said, we were so shocked at what happened that neither of us actually thought to say yes.
That's
oh
a nice Monica Chandler moment, like epic proposal reversal. And it's so cute that they both had like this special moment in the concert or whatever. Mm-hmm. It clearly had meaning for them to be at this concert. Mm-hmm. And they both thought like, this is going to be the moment. And then they both made that moment happen. Yeah. That's such a cute story. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their Empower checking account when you visit togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals game time. It's the Cardinals and the Giants. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 9:15 on our sister station, KMOX.
It's time for the CitySC Big Three with Joey Z.
We want to connect.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You do City SC, so we bring on the voice of City SC right here on Y98, Joey Z, and he gives three things that are happening with City SC. Joey, what's your big three?
One. Number one, it's rivalry week, and City's coming in hot. City takes on Sporting Kansas Saturday at home after beating San Jose 2-1 on the road. Make sure you tune in on the Odyssey app, Y98, and via the Apple TV home radio feed at 7:30 to hear the Border Clashico series that has given us classic moments like this.
The far side, shot stoned by Bortland. Now second chance. Oh, Roman Berkey! Unbelievable diamond save!
Breaking things up like a 25th birthday in a Leo DiCaprio relationship.
Number two, two goals. One by Cedric Teuchert and one by Marcel Hartl powered the way in San Jose. Choo-choo struck in the 3rd minute, and then a penalty kick in the 14th by Cello gave City a 2-1 win. The W was the team's first on the road this year. Number 3, USA, USA, USA. Coming to City Park November 18th. The Nations League quarterfinal runs through the soccer capital of America, and excitingly, this will be the first game ever managed by new Team USA men's coach Mauricio Pochettino. You don't want to miss this. Find out more across social media at STL City SC and mark your calendars. Team USA in a quarterfinal at City Park, November 18th. This has been the STL City SC Big Three with me, Joey Z.
That was City SC's Big Three with Joey Z. Brought to you by Health Source Cairo. Get back to living pain-free with Dr. John at Health Source Cairo. Visit healthsourcecairo.com/Clayton.
What you gon' do in the loo this weekend? You gonna do in the loo this weekend? You.
All right, if you're looking for something to do in the loo this weekend, we're bringing back Luke Farrell from STL Bucketlist, who hasn't been on the show for a minute, man. Yeah. Thanks for coming back up.
Yeah. I missed you guys.
Yeah, we miss you.
Man, it's been a grind, but I'm happy to be back. Events are still happening every weekend. This is actually one of the busier weekends of the year. Evolution Fest is in Forest Park tomorrow and Sunday. They're featuring bands like The Killers, Beck, one of my personal favorites, Killer Mike, and more. They have VIP tickets still available, guys. This is a festival inside of one of the best parks in the entire country.
I know, you couldn't ask for a better venue for a festival than Forest Park. So how cool is that?
It's going to be amazing. And then Oktoberfest is actually happening in St. Charles, even though it is September. So we're calling it Septemberfest. But go drink beer, guys. There's no better time than Oktoberfest. Great beer, great food. Happening on Main Street, St. Charles. It's this amazing historic area. And they're going to have beer gardens, a car show, kids activities. And it's just a good time. And we all love an excuse to go drink a big keg of beer and go to bonfires. And then last but not least, Alex Rich is actually going to be playing. We're teaming up with the canines at Companion Bakery, and they're going to be adopting dogs with the Humane Society. Alex is going to be playing music, and you guys can go eat breakfast and bring your dogs. Everybody loves on a Saturday to bring your dog with you.
That's like the best part. Is like, usually you meet up with your friends, but what better friend than your dog?
Right, exactly. Your dog will text you on your birthday.
Yeah, you just had a birthday too, man. So happy birthday to you. You can follow Luke Farrell and STL Bucket List on Instagram because they're always doing cool things in the Lou. Or hit us up on Instagram for information on those details on those events at Brett Mega Show on IG. That's What You Doing in the Lou with Luke Farrell.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
What you gonna do in the Lou this weekend? You gonna do in the Lou this weekend? You.
Getting to know city.
Our city! Our spirit!
Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly.
So Matt Seaback from City SC, who we have proclaimed as chief fun, badass, fun officer guy.
The more he comes on, the more titles he gets with us.
I love it.
So Matt, big weekend here for City SC is a rivalry week against Sporting KC, which we still think is the weirdest name ever in sports. But it's a big weekend because it's another block party. Tell us more about what we can expect for a rivalry week.
I mean, everyone loves a rivalry, and this one, you know, is only our second year in the league, but this rivalry has culture. It's St. Louis versus Kansas City, you know, Mizzou, the battleground, 1985 World Series, Don Dankinger. There's a lot that goes into that, and this weekend, we're gonna spice it up a little bit. We're calling ourselves Sauce City. All
right? I love
that. Oh!
What does Sauce City mean?
Sauce City. We got the sauce, baby. So we've got, you know, Kansas City. They're quite proud of their barbecue, and they've got, look, let's be honest, they've got good barbecue, but St. Louis, nothing to shy away from here, and we've got barbecue and more, as you know, at City Park.
And ravioli.
Yeah, right. We got barbecue and toasted ravs. What do you know?
That's right. So Sauce City, it's going to be a fun campaign. We think a platform for our fans to kind of, you know, stick their chest out a bit and stand up for the delicious food of St. Louis. But we've got a whole new line of merchandise rolling out. We've got t-shirts. You know, we added sauce to the ink. We've got private labeled sauces and rubs that we've made in collaboration with Gerard Kraft and Beechcraft Barbecue. We've got custom aprons. So we're going to pour it on this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Love that. So we'll have to check out some of the gear so that people can see the different sauce gear and the stuff like that, and then experience the different types of barbecue, which elevates a city game, which I don't even know how you could elevate a city game, but now it's gone next level in terms of flavor and bringing the sauce.
Totally. And all those partners will be on display on Saturday night, obviously. But the pregame party starts at 4 o'clock, and we'll have plenty of tasting opportunities for fans just to come on down, try it out. There's no ticket. You can just come on down and really be a part of that party on Saturday, which should be a lot of fun.
We get ready to kick off rivalry weekend with a 4 o'clock kickoff to the city block party, where we're going to bring the sauce against Sporting KC.
Come hungry.
Matt, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks as always. Let's have fun.
All right, we'll talk to you later, badass fun officer.
See ya.
All for City, the home of City SC, is Y98. The polls are open.
Let's do the poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Sunday is going to be National Coffee Day. So someone comes up to you and says, how would you like your coffee, Hannah? What would you say?
I would like a medium iced vanilla latte. That's what I get everywhere.
You always go iced.
I always go iced, and I always get a medium.
Even in the wintertime, never switch it?
Maybe once or twice,
but stay iced.
On like the 4 or 5 days a week I drink coffee, it's iced.
All right.
Really, yeah. I would like black coffee with a shot. Shot. I'd like to make it an Irish whiskey, please, and make it an Irish coffee. No, I'd like a shot of vanilla or a shot of caramel. That's how I take it in the morning.
Okay,
I thought you were doing chocolate milk with
it. I was for the longest time, and now I kind of switched it up, and now it's kind of like primarily black coffee just with a little shot of something sweet.
Look at you.
Yeah. Really? You're maturing. I thought you were going to, I was going to call you out, and I was going to say, Kevin, you don't do one shot. You're like me. You're like all the cream, all the sugar.
But you used to do iced coffee, but then you got, now you're not allowed to anymore, right?
Yeah, because
you
broke it. I pulled it out of my refrigerator, broke it, actually cut a hole in the linoleum in our kitchen.
So he's not allowed to have iced coffee
anymore.
I'm
done with that.
Oh, wow.
Sarah drinks hers straight black, so I'm trying to catch my wife. I want to be as mature
as black coffee.
I want to be one of those people, too.
Man, you just go up to the pot, you just pour it, and you just like start drinking it. You just look like, man, you just you look important when you're a black coffee drinker. AB, how do you drink your coffee?
I would say I don't want anything.
Yeah.
Cannot stand the taste of coffee.
What is wrong? First off, coffee is delicious. Secondly, how do you wake up?
I don't. Okay.
What time does your alarm go off?
4:30.
And you do no caffeine?
No caffeine.
Not an energy drink? No coffee?
No.
Now we wonder why we all can't trust AB.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Dawn, are you going to beat Hannah at Hannah's homeschool?
I'm going to try.
All right. I like that. A for effort. So Hannah, leave the room.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Hannah.
I love that. Say goodbye to Hannah. She is leaving. We'll ask you 5 pop culture questions. Hannah cannot hear the questions, and we'll hopefully you get more right. A tie does go towards Hannah, all right?
All right.
All right. Miley Cyrus just found out she is 7th cousins with this iconic country singer, one of the biggest female country singers ever.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter just kicked off her tour. What is that tour called?
Gossip Tour?
The Gossip Tour. All right, that might be a tour, actually.
That's her next one.
Yeah, that's a good tour name, actually. Lady Gaga announced she is releasing an album with the new Joker movie. What character does Lady Gaga play in the Joker 2?
Oh, I have no clue.
Really? You don't have any
idea? It's the Joker's female foil, if that helps.
I can't remember her name. I could see it in my head, but I can't remember the name. I'm going to shoot myself later because I don't know it.
All right. How many holes are played in a round of golf typically?
18.
And then Reese Witherspoon announced an opening casting call for Legally Blonde series, and she's looking to cast the lead role. What role does Reese play? Who is that she casting?
I should know this, and I just watched it the other day.
Did you really?
I did, with my daughter.
H-I-J-K.
Elm.
Elm. Elm is correct. I don't know how you got there.
E-L-L-E-L.
Yes, Elm Woods. Yes, that's correct. I don't know how you got there. Okay, 3 out of 5. Some tough questions. Let's see if Hannah gets tripped up too. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room as the song comes to an end. And Dawn just got done answering 5 pop culture questions for Hannah's homeschool. Dawn, how'd you feel about the questions? How'd you feel about Kevin helping you?
He was a good help.
Well, I don't feel very good about that.
Kevin was a big help. Kevin and Dawn were working together a lot, Hannah. All right, I'm going to ask Hannah the same 5 questions she couldn't hear. She's got to get at least a 3 out of 5 to get the win. A tie does go to Hannah. Dawn got 3 out of 5. Miley Cyrus just found out she's 7th cousins with which iconic country singer?
The one, the only, Dolly Parton.
That's correct. Sabrina Carpenter just kicked off her tour. Also, our company is giving away a trip to L.A. to see her in concert. When you listen on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes, what is the tour called?
Short and Sweet.
That's correct.
AB's like willing to cut her leg off to go to.
Yeah.
2 for 2. Lady Gaga announced she's releasing an album with the new Joker movie. What character will Gaga play?
Harley Quinn.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. How many holes are played in a round of golf typically?
18?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And Reese Witherspoon's announced she is having an opening casting call for Legally Blonde series, including the lead role. Who does Reese play?
I should know this.
That's what Dawn said. Kevin started doing the alphabet for some
That's
reason.
That's right, yeah.
Elle Woods?
Elle Woods!
There we go!
Nice job.
5 for 5 for Hannah. She got all of them. Dawn, Hannah was on her game today.
Yes, she was.
Dawn, you got to say, this is Dawn, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Dawn, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Happy Friday. Let's kick off the weekend and find out what's trending. I'll take a look at the internet right now, and these are the trending stories. We know life gets busy, so we put 2 minutes on the clock. You'll be like, okay, I know what's trending now. Thanks. Hannah will either tell me to keep moving, keep it moving, scroll through that story, Brett, or if the headline interests her or thinks it'll interest you, she'll ask for more details. Like, if you want to know if a woman has attracted you, try this.
Oh, boy. What? Let's see if this is accurate or not.
Look at her feet. Not in a creepy way.
What?
Studies have shown that the direction of a woman's feet can often determine who she desires. Look at her feet pointing towards you and not the exit. So who she's like...
Facing,
and yeah, her body language is
I would say, if she's like feeling awkward and not even wanting to look at you, she's probably not interested.
I did think that's kind of interesting. Divorce regret is rising.
Okay, we'll take it.
Divorce regret is on the rise. Like people who got ready to file for divorce and then pulled the plug and said, let's not do it. Or people that got divorced and then rekindled and got back together and remarried is up about 15 to 20%.
Wow.
They see that the grass really isn't greener on the other side.
Shut up, Ben and J-Lo. Simple pieces of advice that significantly improve people's lives.
All right, let's hear some positive news.
All right, so these are some simple ones. Like, if you can't beat the fear, do it scared. So like
overcoming
your fears. Talk yourself into doing things by saying, just do it as a joke. It's better to ask. It's better to ask stupid questions than to do stupid things.
Oh, love that. You know I love a good stupid question.
Let's see. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't have a hand for gardening. What is it called? Gardening thumb?
I don't think it means
green thumb.
Green thumb. See, I can't even say the damn term right. I think not it means like, keep it
today's
moving.
The best day to start.
Right.
Like nope. You could have started a long time ago, but who cares? Nope. You just want to start something right. New.
Nope. Everything I grow dies.
No, I don't think it's talking about gardening. It's a metaphor for life.
Okay, I'm not good at that either.
Keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Here's the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Gen Z is spending more money on this than anything else.
I think they're spending more money on like fast food and stuff like that than ever because there's so many different TikTok trends, things that go viral, things that are influenced to teenagers, I guess they'd be now, that I think it's spending money on food.
Where's all their money going, Kevin?
Gosh, you know, I got two in my head, and I'm going to go with coffee.
Coffee?
I know that that's...
That counts for me!
Is that fast food? Okay, because if it counts for you...
I wouldn't have counted it. If you would have said coffee, Starbucks, I wouldn't have counted fast food.
Okay, so you... Because I can give you my second one.
It's up to you.
I don't want to take ABs.
Yeah, let me go first, just in case. Yeah. Mine's kind of tied with Hannah's. It's like... Getting fast food, but getting food delivered. So like Uber Eats, all that kind of stuff.
All right, I would count that as different than Hannah's too. You're just like drive through, and you can't count Starbucks coffee lattes. You want another guy's Kevin?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Can you
on their iPhone? Their phones. They're spending more.
Nah, there's a waste
like
of a dollar.
It's a waste.
Waste of a guy.
I mean, just buying the phone. Come on.
I'm gonna be really mad if it's something similar to mine and it doesn't count. I gave a big answer.
Yeah, it's very generic, though. It's too general. Think of Gen Zs. What do you think they spend the most of their money on? All their money is gone. And I guarantee one person who is in the Gen Z category, right? I think you guys are, Hannah and AB, you guys are both Gen Zs, right? Is that I don't know what the Gens are.
I never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. But I think...
I'm a Libra.
I do... I think someone in the room is going to go, yup, that's where all my money went. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day as we kick off an hour of commercial-free music. Gen Z is spending more money on this than anything else.
Teacher Katie texted in and said skincare and makeup.
Good guess.
Yeah, baby, that's what I spent all my money on. Sammy kept it real and said rent.
Yeah.
A lot of Gen Z probably still lives at home. Daniela said clothes. Courtney said concert tickets. April said subscriptions they don't cancel. Court, I'm guessing is a dog mama, said their pets. Sylvia said online shopping. Susan agrees with AB and says food delivery. And we got a text saying makeup and vapes. Oh,
well, good guesses. I feel like they really just said a lot about Gen Z right there.
Yep.
But somebody did get it correct. I think it was Courtney when you shouted her out. It was concerts.
Yeah, she did text in and say concert
all
tickets.
All their money goes towards concerts, AB.
I'm so mad I didn't say that. I know. I've spent so much money on concerts. It's crazy.
I feel like AB has a job just to go to concerts.
Right.
Yes.
Like, every time we see AB, she's like, oh, man, I just spent all this money on this concert. You didn't have to do that. Like, no, I did.
Yeah, you didn't have to because usually you get free shows from the radio station.
Not really. AB will refuse a free ticket and buy her own just to get the better seat.
So she gets the front row and then have the, you know, like, sweat drip on
Olivia
her.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Exactly.
Mega Minds.
We're going to roll commercial free for a full hour during Homecoming Spirit Week on the Brett Mega Show. And by the way, Homecoming Spirit Week ends the way Homecoming Spirit Week should end, with a football game. We did our own version of Friday Night Lights. We went to Hannah's alma mater.
Rockwood Summit.
Shout them out. This was their homecoming week, by the way. And we tried to...
play.
Do our own. We try to play. Wait till you hear what it sounds like when we were out at a home at a football practice. So every single day on the show, we've dressed up in different themes. It's made the week super fun. You can see all of those pictures from roll out of bed day to couples and duos where I had a creepy mustache. And it's the only time you'll ever see me with a mustache.
Thank God.
No, you guys loved it. You guys keep asking me to bring back the mustache.
I was supposed to be your couple, and I broke up with you that
this
day.
This is how Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce ended, was the mustache that I wore. That made Taylor realize mustaches are weird. Mm-hmm. So you can see all those pictures on the Brett Mega Show's Instagram. People are freaking out and loving yesterday's Gilligan's Island.
Oh, it was awesome.
We
awesome.
Redid the theme.
Yes, or it was
we
so
did.
Cool.
AB redid the theme.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and made the intro for us. We just had to like pose.
Yeah, it was awesome. I think today is my most comfortable day.
It had to be. Yeah. And it's the second version of Roll Out of Bed Day. Because it is Dress Like Adam Sandler Day.
If you know, you know.
Yep.
Adam Sandler literally has the funniest fashion. It is just big baggy shorts, t-shirts. I literally looked when I was Googled, what is Adam Sandler wearing? He just wears this like Superman shirt every day, wears hockey jerseys with the girls mm-hmm. are wearing because of his Happy mm-hmm. Gilmore days. He literally says, I look in my closet, grab whatever I see, and then I put it on. Fashion.
Yeah, and I went for Adam Sandler back in the day when I watched him on SNL because he was very comfortable in a red hooded sweatshirt.
I love your sweatshirt! Red hooded sweatshirt! Get sweatshirt! Shamalama ding dong sweatshirt!
Kevin did bring out the guitar and everything.
That's right.
Yeah, he's got props.
I also brought out a spoon because he used to do his Halloween costume bit, and he'd do things around, like, you know, a plant or, like, you know, a piece of meat. But he also did a crazy spoon.
I'm crazy spoonhead, and I want some candy.
That is so iconic.
Adam Sandler Day is just so fun. I think the girls love it because they had a concert last night and they're like,
I mean, I'm wearing my dad's cargo shorts right now, so.
I mean, I'm pretty damn comfortable. Yeah. I'm more comfortable than pajama day.
My pants have fallen down like 5 times.
Guys, can we talk about though? We said pose like, or was it AB? Said pose like a boy.
Pose like a guy.
Yeah. It poses like a guy. And why are your faces so angry in all of our pictures?
No, guys like to smile in pictures. They're always weird about it.
Guys are literally so weird with taking pictures. Or they'll like tilt their head back or throw their hands out or just like shrug or look like they don't care.
But not Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler's cool.
Well, we said pose like a guy. Adam Sandler is a king. We really should have. We should have done a little more oomph on the posing, but if you want to check out AB and I's dude stance, you can go to our Instagram.
Their dude stance looks like they're in a punk rock band. And angry. Those pictures and all homecoming week pictures are up on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram. How do we do playing football? Do we still got it? Wait till you hear this in 3 minutes. Running in circles is one way to describe us on the football field. So we've been doing Homecoming Spirit Week, and you can see us dressed up like Adam Sandler. That's today's theme, and every single day has a different theme, and we've been having fun with it because I know a lot of homecomings are going on. And how does homecoming end? With the big game, baby, Friday Night Lights.
Woohoo!
Hannah's been into Friday Night Lights. When you saw us playing Friday Night Lights, did you think Tim Riggins and looked like exactly like Friday Night Lights?
Oh yeah, I mean Kev was definitely given Tim Riggins. Sorry, I'm just so I'm blushing. I can't even talk.
So it kind of started with us just having that conversation of like back in high school. What were we able to do back in high school? Do you think we could still do it now? And Kevin mentioned that he had once been talked to by some scouts.
I mean, it was a long time ago. I was a big boy. It could have possibly, you know, turned into something.
It could have been. It could have been to something.
I could have been a contender, but I unfortunately, you know, got in a car accident and hurt my back. And he never played again, which is not true. I actually played my senior year, but just wasn't that good.
So Hannah set us up during Rockwood Summer Summit's homecoming week. We went out to one of their practices and got to experience it. What's the coach's name?
Coach Stu.
He's intense.
Oh, yeah.
Coach needs to dial it back a notch.
Yeah, he's been doing this for a long time. He knows what he's doing. Yeah.
I feel like he's trying to win the state championship. Mm-hmm. We were just trying to survive.
Right. But it was very nice of him to let us be a part of a practice.
Yes. It was so nice of them to let us be part of a practice. When we arrived, we looked at the team, we looked at the boys to see if we could hang. And this is what it sounded like.
And some of these guys are bigger than me.
Some of them do look like grown men, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like I could hold my own out here. We'll see how it goes.
Right, right.
Alex thought he could hold his own.
Yeah, he was so confident.
Alex like, I got this. So this is what it sounded like during warm-ups. Alex, who said he could hold his own.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you ready?
See how tense they were.
I'm a lot of breath because
that's dirty.
I do high knees different than other people.
I do.
This is the most activity I've done in a while.
Is this just a warm up, or it's been a good practice, huh, guys?
We were hoping it bumped during warm ups.
Just warming up.
How long do they warm up for?
Yeah.
They were doing this like high knees and stretching and sprints. Like, save something for the practice.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The guitar and everything.
That's right.
Yeah, and he's got props.
I also brought out a spoon because he used to do his Halloween costume bit, and he'd do things around, like, you know, a plant or, like, you know, a piece of meat. But he also did a crazy spoon.
I'm crazy spoonhead, and I want some candy.
That is so iconic.
Adam Sandler Day is just so fun. I think the girls love it because they had a concert last night, and they're like,
I mean, I'm wearing my dad's cargo shorts right now, so.
I mean, I'm pretty damn comfortable. I'm more comfortable than pajama day.
My pants have fallen down like 5 times.
Guys, can we talk about though? We said pose like, or was it AB? It said pose like a boy.
Pose like a guy.
Yeah. It poses like a guy. And why are your faces so angry in all of our pictures?
No, guys like to smile in pictures. They're always weird about it.
Guys are literally so weird with taking pictures. Or they'll like tilt their head back or throw their hands out or just like shrug or look like they don't care.
But not Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler's cool.
Well, we said pose like a guy. Adam Sandler is a king. We really should have, we should have done a little more oomph on the posing, but if you want to check out AB and I's dude stance, you can go to our Instagram.
Their dude stance looks like they're in a punk rock band. And angry. Those pictures and all homecoming week pictures are up on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram. How do we do playing football? Do we still got it? Wait till you hear this in 3 minutes. Running in circles is one way to describe us on the football field. So we've been doing Homecoming Spirit Week, and you can see us dressed up like Adam Sandler. That's today's theme, and every single day has a different theme, and we've been having fun with it because I know a lot of homecomings are going on. And how does homecoming end? With the big game, baby, Friday Night Lights.
Woohoo!
Hannah's been into Friday Night Lights. When you saw us playing Friday Night Lights, did you think Tim Riggins and looked like exactly like Friday Night Lights?
Oh yeah, I mean, Kev was definitely given Tim Riggins. Sorry, I'm just so I'm blushing. I can't even talk.
So it kind of started with us just having that conversation of like back in high school. What were we able to do back in high school? Do you think we could still do it now? And Kevin mentioned that he had once been talked to by some scouts.
I mean, it was a long time ago. I was a big boy. It could have possibly, you know, turned into something.
It could have been something.
I could have been a contender, but I unfortunately, you know, got in a car accident or hurt my back. And he never played again, which is not true. I actually played my senior year, but just wasn't that good.
So Hannah set us up during Rockwood Summit's homecoming week. We went out to one of their practices and got to experience it. What's the coach's name?
Coach Stu.
He's intense.
Oh, yeah.
Coach needs to dial it back a notch.
Yeah, he's been doing this for a long time. He knows what he's doing.
Yes. I feel like he's trying to win the state championship. Mm-hmm. We were just trying to survive.
Right. But it was very nice of him to let us be a part of a practice.
Yes. It was so nice of them to let us be part of a practice. When we arrived, we looked at the team, we looked at the boys to see if we could hang, and this is what it sounded like.
And some of these guys are bigger than me.
Some of them do look like grown men, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like I could hold my own out here. We'll see how it goes.
Right, right.
Alex thought he could hold his own.
Yeah, he was so confident.
Alex like, I got this. So this is what it sounded like during warm-ups. Alex, who said he could hold his own.
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
See, look how tense they were.
I have a lot of breath because
this sounds dirty.
I do high knees different than other people.
I do.
This is the most activity I've done in a while.
Is this just a warm up, or it's been a good practice, huh, guys?
Oh. We were off and pumping during warm-ups.
Just warming up.
How long do they warm up for?
Yeah.
They were doing this like high knees and stretching and sprints. Like, save something for the practice, guys.
Man,
Kevin was walking.
Yes.
During warm-ups.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah. I go from filming all of like the team running and stuff, and then I pan over and Kevin's just walking really slowly and like waving at the camera.
I mean, the guys were absolutely dripping in sweat. The first 3 minutes of being there.
Because their warm-up was like, we got to talk to Coach Stu. Okay, Coach, we're trying to save it for the big game.
Right, he kept saying, he's like, oh, today's a chill day.
Exactly.
It's like a six day.
Why did he keep saying that?
Because he's like, bro, why are you guys like sweating so much and hurting so bad?
So then we started doing actual drills. So what were some of the drills we had to do? We had to catch punts.
Yeah, you had to catch punts, and then why the hell am I describing anything? But what it looked like to me is that you guys had to like duck down and have the ball like tucked protected within your arm.
Yep. Good job,
and
Hannah.
Someone came in and tried to like hit it out of your arm.
Yeah, which they were mean. They tried to strip it really, really aggressively and hard.
Mm-hmm.
That was intense. And then we did some hitting and some blocking drills. And this is what this sounded like when Alex said I wanted to hold my own. This is some of the clips of us doing the drills.
I got winded just walking into the field, so I don't know what this is going to be.
We think I'm catching it? Here we go.
Oh. That's him dropping it.
That's terrible.
Even Kevin said that was terrible.
Yikes.
Oh, we looked old. It's really
Kevin. Kevin introduces himself to the coach at first. He goes, hi, I'm Kevin. I'm older than everybody here.
Right.
Like, he just prefaced with that.
Well, there was a penalty.
Like, it's a shock that you're older than these 15-year-old boys.
there was a penalty if you didn't, like, you know.
We would have never guessed by looking at you.
I mean,
If you didn't, you know, do your best or, you know, give a best effort, you had to do push-ups.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I don't know. I handed the ball and said, I'm going to do my 10 right now. It was just, whoa.
Guys, the best part about all of this is there's video evidence of it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
My favorite part, Brett, is when you just get your butt handed to you. You got rocked.
Yeah. See, some people would say that that I hit him.
What?
No.
Nobody is saying that.
You might say that.
Some people felt like it was two trains colliding.
Mm.
No?
It's more like a train going off the rails.
Yeah. There is a point where this dude just hits me, literally picks me up in the air, and I pray to God that I will be around for my kids' graduation. And I just get slammed to the ground. Like, the people's champ, The Rock, just slammed me to the ground. And Hannah looks at this dude's picture, because there's pictures of it, there's video of it. Hannah goes, man, that guy's legs look like, his hamstrings look like giant. It looks like The Rock's.
Yeah. I mean, I was.
They had
I
the
don't
biggest
know.
Kid on the team.
I think they might have brought in, like, it was supposed to be high school football.
It was a ringer.
I think they brought in, like, pro players or something. Because these kids were big.
Mm.
Yeah, I think they brought in pro players, too. If you want to see us almost die trying to run these drills and getting slammed to the ground, there is video evidence of this. Brett Mega Show on Instagram. It is embarrassing. Thanks, Coach Stu. We appreciate you. When they start with, are you ready? Calm down is what I wanted to tell Coach Stu when we went to that football play. Just like, chill out, bro. That was intense. So intense. If you haven't seen the video, we posted it just a second ago of Kevin, myself, and Alex almost dying at a high school football practice. Kids are different than we were back in the day. They're like grown men. Mm-hmm.
You can literally see Brett get his butt handed to him.
Dude, the
by
guy drills me. You can see it on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on IG. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Hoda revealed an emotional letter about her departure from the Today Show. I'll read it to you in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Nearly 3 decades, Hoda has revealed the massive and emotional news yesterday that she is going to be stepping down after more than 25 years with NBC News.
That's crazy.
She's turning the page, guys. We always have the Today Show on in one of the TVs in the studio. And yesterday, AB noticed that everyone was like crying on the show. And it's because of this news. She's like retiring, basically.
Announced it and leaving the Today Show. That's crazy. Yeah.
Hoda released a letter about her departure and said, "As I write this, my heart is all over the map. I know I'm making the right decision, but it's a painful one. And you all are the reason why. They say two things can be right at the same time. And I'm feeling that so deeply right now. I love you, and it's time for me to leave the show. I'm picturing your faces and your families and all the ways you've lifted me up and inspired me. So many of my professional relationships have become some of my most cherished friendships." Hoda also revealed that she's been like weighing on this decision for a while. It's obviously not a big one, but she said that like the final straw and like the thing that like made her have clarity on this was her 60th birthday celebration on the show. She said like, it was a lot.
I feel like this reads as contract dispute.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I think that's just like the media personalities in us that like when we hear that someone's like leaving and they're leaving at a certain time, we're like, okay, their contract's just up.
She's very busy on that show. They use her a lot. You know, she's got the first, second hour, third hour with Jenna.
Yeah.
You know, so she's been doing a lot. She's got two young kids.
Yeah, they're like 5 and 7. Right.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, her daughter, I think it was
7 and 4.
7 and 4.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Her daughter went through like a scare last year too. So maybe it is like the right time for her. I feel like it seems like contract negotiations didn't go well. So she's like, well, I'm not doing this for less than this money. I can get it somewhere else.
I don't know,
that she's not taking a lesser role if that was the case, or doing something different with NBC. Like Hannah said, she's been on the Today Show for 16 years, but she's leaving NBC after 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird move.
Her roles would be less if it was. Yeah, maybe you're right.
She's done enough for the company where she can do less, and the company should be understanding. She would be understanding, but she's leaving the company. That means to me, it contracts issues.
It's done. She is going to be working through the beginning of 2025. So if you have time, check out the Today Show and hold on to Hoda while you can. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Does Hannah need to get her sister a housewarming gift? 314-531-9898. Someone moves into a house, they have a big housewarming party, get together, people bring a bunch of gifts, and this is the first house your sister's ever built. So it's like a big milestone, right? She just built a new house?
Yeah, this is a huge milestone for her and her boyfriend, Jake. They did just build a house from the ground up. They're expanding their family right now. It's just a really big time in their lives.
So why would you not have to give them a gift? It seems pretty easy. They built a house. They're expanding their family. They probably need a bunch of stuff. Why would you not give them a housewarming present?
Because I'm helping them move. Like, I am like one of the main movers. And
Are you a main mover?
Yes!
What are you going to lift? Let's see your technique. Lift that box.
I know if you lift a dresser, always lift it from the bottom. Okay? But I am one of the main movers. They're moving today.
Are they going to get in with you as the main mover, or are they going to be moving over the course of the next 3 days?
We'll see. But I plan to be some like big help. I was helped moving out of their last house. So
yeah, you're in shape. You can
hang. I think I can handle a big chunk of it. And a lot of people are working today since it's Friday. So I'm like really doing a lot today. Like I'm planning my whole day is scheduled to help them move. So I feel like my time and my efforts should be equated to like a coffee maker that I could get them instead.
Are they having a housewarming party, like a get-together, just everyone to check out the house? Are they going to have, like...
I imagine so.
You think that that's going to be on so everyone would get a gift at that point, and then you would walk in empty-handed and be like, well, where were you all on that moving day?
Yeah.
Housewarming gifts are just a little bit odd to me because I feel like when you move, you're trying to declutter your house. And a lot of times a housewarming gift can be like, here's a candle. And you're like, I did not need another candle. Like, it's like weird things.
I don't necessarily think that's true for their case.
Okay.
They might need a bunch of stuff. So it depends on, see, if you're a bad gift giver, yeah, you just give them more clutter.
But yeah, like the generic stuff you really don't want.
Kevin, would you give a gift? After you get done moving, you're a big mover guy. I feel like you're a big strong guy.
My sister and I are very close. I think that's also something to note.
I tend to feel you still give the gift. You may not give it immediately, but you bring over a bottle of wine. You might bring something for the house, a plant or something that they could use.
See, no, that, and even when you're asked to help them move. To AB, that's a cluttery gift.
You think
I need another bottle of wine?
I mean, maybe they don't want to water the plant.
Why do you hate life? What is going on? Maybe they don't want a dog. Maybe they don't want a plant.
I don't need the extra responsibility. I just need to figure out my own life.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, wow.
A plant is too much.
This is my thought. Is moving does suck. And I hate asking it. I've moved like, I don't know, 20 times in my life. I've moved a lot.
It's a lot of work. I got a bad back.
I rarely, almost never ask anyone to help. I don't like asking people for help for moving. So I feel like, though, even though I don't do this and don't ask people, I feel like your family, that's just what you do.
Right.
And when you get invited to a party, you still get them a gift.
Yep.
Like, I feel like part of your sisterly duty is to help them move.
Exactly.
And so you're not doing anything. Like, if I were to help your sister move, I might get credit enough to, like, not have to give a housewarming gift. You're just, like, you're already locked in. You're sister. You have to help.
I feel like since she's my sister, she should understand that I don't have to get her a gift.
No! You gotta get a gift!
Yeah,
You're not off the hook. Like, Kevin helps him move. He's, like, way out of the box. Like, he doesn't belong there. He's done something above and beyond. You're just doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
My other sister ain't helping today.
Does she have a truck? Because that's the only way you're out of this equation. If you're the truck person...
Oh, yeah. If you're in a truck and you move, that's different.
Exactly.
Okay.
That truck is a gift.
I don't have
a truck, but... Yeah, you ain't got no truck.
I'm still going to be moving a lot. I feel like that's enough.
I think Hannah's got to get a gift. Hannah's saying no because she's, a lot of people are skipping out on the move. 314-531-9898. Should Hannah get a gift when they have the housewarming party? If Hannah comes in empty-handed, will she look like a big jerk? We want you to weigh in on this so Hannah can avoid getting called out by her sister. It's Y98 St. Louis. Rolling commercial free still on the Brett Manga Show. We're trying to make sure Hannah doesn't look like a big jerk.
Hard job.
Yes. It is a very challenging job. Her sister's moving today, actually, right? You're doing the move today in this rain?
Yeah, I'm going right after the show.
Big consideration, too. So she's going to help her sister move in the rain. And because it's a Friday, most people can't show up. They're busy. They got work. Hannah doesn't do anything for work, She's just free.
Right.
So she's going to step up and help her sister move. And then they're going to have like a party, show off the house and do the housewarming party. And Hannah's like, well, if I show up empty handed to that and everyone else is there, she's going to be like, well, you all weren't here on Friday when I helped her move.
Mm-hmm.
Does she need to get a gift? 314-531-9898. Hannah, there's a funny text message.
We got a text and I swear it's not from my burner phone. They said, all you have to do is just get her a card and in the card, write, I helped you move. That's her gift. You're welcome. There you go. Sounds perfect to me.
Jessica, do you agree that she could just say in a card, hey, you remember when I was here on Friday moving all that crap or what?
In the rain, especially, for sure. We just moved last weekend, and it was me, my husband, 2 9-year-old kids, and a 16-year-old daughter. My 16-year-old son was sick and was no help, and his friends did not come. So what you need to do is get moving straps. So I don't know, Northern Tool or Harbor Freight.
You got moving straps, Hannah?
What?
Furniture.
Hannah's got nothing. She's not ready to help. She's not. She can be like your 16-year-old son. She ain't got no moving straps.
And I got a fresh spray tan too, so I better not jack that up. Oh, that's a big deal. No.
She is sacrificing a lot to be there.
And you can move heavy furniture very easily and take the drawers out of the dressers.
Okay, good advice. See, this is what I'm saying. Is Hannah really going to be a big help? She got her spray tan. She ain't got no moving straps.
I'm sacrificing that so I should not have to get her a freaking plant, Kurt, on top of it.
Plant. Kurt, what do you think? Does Hannah need to get a housewarming gift or she's done enough with helping move?
Are we all going to pass over the fact that Hannah just said she had a burner phone?
Let's skip over that real quick.
We already kind of knew that about him. Right. So what do you think?
I think she should bring food or beer. You know, she already helped everybody move. They're going to need to refill their nutrition. Bring food or beer. Beer is because that's what everybody brings.
Well,
I don't understand why
my sister's pregnant, so maybe not that.
Right.
Or, you know, a glass of wine. Wait, why is your sister moving when she's pregnant?
Because
she's got to have room for the new baby.
These things we need to know.
Thank you so much.
He needs to know is that I do have a burner account. Use that to your best knowledge.
And the beer and the pregnant thing is a good move. Like, oh, I got beer. Oh, you can't drink it? Give it to Kevin.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Paul, that's what you were thinking. You need to give a gift that gives to both people, huh?
Right. Like, get a bottle of champagne, Anna, and a charcuterie board. And then you get to partake of the gift. At the same time, you're celebrating the moving in the house.
Aren't you glad I got this gift? Let's open it up right now.
Yeah, let's eat it right now. I give majority, and I'm taking it back, too.
So that's how you get around that. And she should be buying you dinner because you're helping her move.
Yeah, the person that's moving into the house usually is supposed to pick up the pizzas.
Right.
That's like common knowledge.
I expect Little Caesars by noon.
Mike, what do you think? Hannah's helping move or going to be there while the moving is happening?
Hey, no!
Do you think that she needs to give a gift?
No, I don't. I think the housewarming parties are just usually for people that want to show off their house, which is amazing. I mean, she built her house. I built my house like 4 years ago, so...
Congrats.
No, just show off the house and be happy that, you know, you're in it and you can show it off to people. But no, especially if you're going to help her move in the rain. Oh, my God, with a spray tan.
You're risking
a lot here. This is crazy.
The fact that the guys understood and every guy was like, Hannah, we get it. You've gone above and beyond.
Right. Yes, I know.
Hannah has brainwashed every male listener we have on this freaking show.
That's why I love this show.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it. Moving.
All right, guys, let's check out what's trending. We know life gets busy, so we just put 2 minutes on the clock, we'll hit the timer, and then I just read all the trending stories, and then you're like, cool, I know everything that people are talking about. Hannah, either tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Like, scientists want every flight to take up an hour longer. Seriously, this is something they're considering.
Keep it moving. I refuse. Not
what?
Happening. Terrible, awful.
You don't want to know why, though?
Wow.
Kevin wants to know
why.
You
Come
guys
on,
know
Hannah.
I don't believe in science anyway, so keep it moving.
Okay. Top four complaints wives have about their husband in therapy, according to therapists and experts.
All right. What tea is the therapist spilling?
Top four complaints that wives complain about their husband. Our marriage is stale and dull.
Wow. That is, dig the knife deep in that one.
They're boring. You just get stuck in a routine. Our intimacy life doesn't satisfy my needs and desires.
Mm-mm.
Well, sorry.
Brett's like, let me defend myself really quick, yeah, guys.
I mean, I can't really defend myself. You're just never going to get your needs and desires met in the intimacy department. I feel ignored by my husband.
Yikes. Ooh.
And the fourth one is my husband doesn't even know me.
Ooh.
Dang. Oh, wow.
Yeah. How much caffeine is too much?
That's really sad. We work in morning radio. Keep it moving. No amount.
You could always just keep going. All right. A man spent years trying to create the world's tallest hat. Do you want to know how tall it is?
How tall?
7 feet tall and 9.5 inches.
Honestly, I'm not really impressed.
No,
you
gotta see.
It should be a bigger hat.
Yeah.
A hat that sits up 7 feet tall and doesn't fall over.
It's like a top hat. Could be pretty tall.
17 feet, Hannah?
Oh, 17. I thought you said 7.
No, 17 feet. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty
high. Now I'm impressed.
How does he even get into any buildings? What, he just stands outside? And like, this is
it's probably one of those like statues that you take a picture with on the side of the highway somewhere in like Iowa.
How do you drive? How do you put that in your car?
Guys, he's not wearing it.
Well, then what's the use
of
having it?
He spent years developing this.
He's not wearing it. That would be so heavy.
He does put it on his head. I mean, I think he spent years to just stand there.
There's criteria, Hannah.
You guys are very gullible right now.
He just stands there somewhere in Iowa thinking about where does this hat and what can I do with it?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
What celebrity do you think would throw like the best high school parties? 314-531-9898. In high school, there was always one house. There was the party house. Like, one person, you always knew that that was a place. Their parents, like, lived out of town somehow. Like, oh, my parents are out of town again. Like, wow, man, they just really, they are never home. And that's the house you'd always go to. Like, for us, it was Dan Wagner. We always went to Dan Wagner's house.
What is it with Dan's? Mine was a Dan as
Dan
well.
Too. Yeah. Dan's, man. Dan's throw party houses. What celebrity do you think, man, if we were to take it back to high school, we went to high school with some of these celebrities, they would be the party house. 314-531-9898. AB, did you guys even have parties at your school? Did your little
there was.
School?
I just did not attend.
Oh, man, my gosh.
I was not in that group. I was in AV and orchestra.
We've been doing Homecoming Spirit Week, and it's made us go back to our high school days, and we're all dressed like Adam Sandler. Uh-huh. Who would it be for you, Hannah?
That's who I'm picking, Adam Sandler. And I'm not just picking him because it's our homecoming theme day. I truly think Adam Sandler would have been that guy in high school, like he still is now, who's like chill. You want like the chill guy to throw a party. Yeah. Like you can't have like necessarily like the big jock throw it because then he's gonna be like, you know, kind of rude. Like you want kind of like the more like
the
weird, chill guy who doesn't
care. Everyone
could
go to his house. Wouldn't be too clicky.
Right. Not clicky at all. He doesn't care if you like break his parents' vase or something. He'll laugh it off. He's chill. I feel like Adam Sandler like had like a very homey house too, like a welcoming home. So definitely would want to go to his house.
I did see the parties that he had in Billy Madison. Those were legit. Yeah, so that right. was mm-hmm. cool. I don't know if in high school I wanted a homie party.
Well, I mean, you don't want to go to someone's house who's like all like glass everything. Like you want like a comfortable vibe. Somewhere like with a nice lived-in couch that you can sit on.
All right.
You know, I went back and forth. There's a lot of celebrities. I'm like, you know what? I think that then back in the day, they were party people. George Clooney was like the first one I came to.
Oh, Clooney you would know, be a good
Clooney
party
would be,
guy.
You know, plus the ladies would show up for George and you would get, you know, the leftovers.
See, I went back and forth. I like,
Kevin!
Like, the leftovers.
Hey, man.
Sloppy leftovers, okay?
As a high school kid. I'm going to defend him a little bit. As a dude, I did think. The person I wanted to go with, I might probably not choose him because I want to sound creepy, is Leonardo DiCaprio. That dude, all the Victoria's Secret models love that guy.
Yeah, but you got
to. I want to go to Leonardo DiCaprio.
11-year-old.
Exactly. At the time, that's the age change. You know, he'd been in high school. The girls that would have found him attractive have been like 7.
No. Did you see like Jack and like Growing Pains Leo, man? Oh, like he would have been a good looking guy.
Before allegations, okay?
but I would have chosen Kelly Clarkson. Like, it depends.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
you and your Kelly Clarkson obsession.
I have heard great things when she hosts a party. Like, she's had people in for, like, record parties and radio people, and she's awesome.
Bonfire party. Yes. We'd be singing. Like, she'd be jamming. Like, that's who I want to go to. Who would you choose, AB?
Mine's, like, more niche than your guys's.
Oh,
but
boy.
It's the older brother from Wizards of Waverly Place, David Henry, because he just did this interview, and he said that, like, back in the day when, like, nobody had phones, he was throwing all the Disney Channel parties. So, like, he was, like, Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift. Everyone was at his house.
Wow. So he was the guy.
They were like, partying, but they could do whatever they wanted. There was no phones. There's no evidence of, like, anything.
What's his name?
David Henry.
Oh, I thought it was Dan. I'm like, man, Dan's really Dan.
Dan's are it.
314-531-9898. Take you back to high school days. Think about how you had those high school house parties when the parents were out of town. Who is celebrity, you think? That would be the celebrity everyone would go to. Whole high school would be there. We'll take your calls while we're commercial free on Y98. It's been a fun week. We're taking it back to our high school days for Homecoming Spirit Week, which is always like one of the most fun weeks in high school, man. You get to dress up in the different themes. You could see us dressed up in those different themes every single day on our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show. We even finished Homecoming Spirit Week with our version of Friday Night Lights, where Kevin and I are basically getting creamed.
Oh,
and
man.
We almost died.
Yeah.
There's a video of us trying to play football at Rockwood Summit, which is their homecoming week, by the way, and we really got the guys prepared for the big game.
Yeah, when
something
you're older,
like that.
When you're older than the coaches, you shouldn't be practicing with the team.
I mean, warm-ups were hard.
Yes, they were.
You can see that video on our Instagram, Brett Maga Show. But then we were talking about, like, you know, everyone had like that high school house party. Like, you know, like their parents just, they were constantly working or on vacation. And you'd be like, my parents are out of town. All right, you know where we're going. Who do you think would throw the best parties? What celebrity? 314-531-9898.
We just got a super funny text. One of them says, Willie Nelson, then and now.
Oh, respect.
Whoa, yeah.
Willie at 91 probably would throw the best house parties.
Oh, you know, and then he'd probably have his buddy Snoop over. And nobody's leaving.
We just lost a caller, Donna, but she had a really, really good answer. She said Matthew McConaughey.
I feel like he's another guy where everyone can hang out with. He'd be like greeting everyone at the door. Right. All right, come on in.
I would hope that party turned into a spendy.
That's right.
Must say.
I don't know what that means.
Remember when he was like naked playing the drums and the police had to show up?
Yep.
That sounds like a good time.
And then there was another text line.
Yeah, Will Ferrell.
Whoa! We go streaking through the quad. We go streaking, guys. That's how that
I don't know. I feel like it's almost a little risky to have like the class clown throw a party.
That's you very chose true, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
On his chill side.
No, point, she actually point. Really wants Matthew McConaughey now. She's like, yeah, guys, remember when
he was all in.
Thanks for rocking with us commercial-free during Homecoming Spirit Week. It's been such a fun, fun week. We did Homecoming Spirit Week where we dressed up in different themes every single day, and it's brought us back to school. And speaking of back to school, do you guys remember when we went and talked to some parents who just felt like times are tough? We did the backpack giveaways and we collected and we took one kid actually shopping for his backpack supplies because he was going to start kindergarten, and his name was Caden. And Caden became a social media legend.
He was viral as the Cheeto King.
Yes. If you haven't seen this video, we went shopping with him at Walmart and everyone watched it. It's on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show, if you want to see Caden going back to school shopping with us. But Caden's actually up in studio. Caden, how are you doing, my man?
Great.
Go ahead and talk right into the microphone, Caden. Don't be afraid of it.
Great.
I know you're a guy who has a big personality. How's kindergarten been going?
Great.
How does it feel to be in the radio studio? You didn't know you were going to come up here today, did you?
No.
What was your favorite part of the radio, being up here, dude?
Talking.
I thought it was going to be the Cheetos, because we literally had Cheetos waited out for you, because in the middle of back to school shopping, you started eating Cheetos even off the floor. Were they still tasty?
Yes.
Mom, come on up to the microphone. Mom, he says kindergarten's been going great. Mom, would you say the same thing? Because your eyes just rolled when he said
that. I'm partially. Can't seem to get these listening ears on.
Caden, are you a wild man at school?
Yes.
I will say you're doing a very good job here in the Y98 studios.
Yes.
It feels like home when you're here.
Do you feel like you can take Hannah's job?
Yes.
Maybe he's too comfortable.
Caden, I like how you dressed up like Adam Sandler, like all of us, dude. We appreciate that.
Yes.
You want to hang out with us and take some pictures with us?
Yes.
Do you want to say who you're dressed up as? Like what type of Adam Sandler you are?
I got Billy Madison.
All right, Caden, thanks for hanging out with us. You are part of our listener family for life. We went shopping with you. We got you to school supplies. We really do want you to have a great kindergarten and a great school year. And you'll always be part of our little family and hanging out with us. So, dude, we really do appreciate you. We think about you all the time when going to school.
Yes.
Do you know any other words?
Me and my mom go to McDonald's.
Him and his mom go to McDonald's.
Me and my mom go to McDonald's.
Me too. All the time.
You can see that video on our Instagram and pictures of Caden hanging out with us in studio, Brett Mega Show on Instagram. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
At 8:35, we're going to listen to Lady Gaga's brand new album, Harley Quinn.
What do you think of that, Caden?
Great.
Yeah. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So we've been following along all week with Lady Gaga and her cryptic Instagram post, her announcement, and now her arrival of Harley Quinn, which is a companion album to the new movie Joker, in which she plays Harley Quinn. So I heard a couple clips of like the different songs and everything, and I would say this album is giving like jazz, and it's all sung from the POV of Harley Quinn.
So cool.
Gaga actually had to learn how to sing in Harley's voice, which for Gaga, that's just like another trick in the hat for her. She's able to like alter her voice.
They were saying that like because it's like a musical and Harley wouldn't be the best singer, but it is a musical and sings, so you had to like forget how to sing, like sing worse.
Yeah.
Which is so weird, right? Like she had to like sing good, like Gaga good, but not like great Gaga.
Yeah, she said, I did lots of different kinds of work to create her.
Yeah.
It's really raw, really naked, and very untrained. She says that she does no proper breathing in this.
Whatever that means. That sounds crazy.
I know, which I think takes pure talent to like untrain yourself too. Mm-hmm. And I'd say one of the biggest songs of the album is called Happy Mistake. And the reason I say it's the biggest is because it has like a personal tie to Gaga, and it kind of relates to like her finding her different character throughout her career. Like she kind of went through her Monsta era and all these different eras. So I would say this would be one of the biggest songs, Happy Mistake.
It does sound eerie, but like Joker-like, but I think it sounds kind of musical-y too. It does kind of sound like it's in a musical,
and
right?
You can hear the voice crack and everything to where it's not as polished as Gaga usually
sings. Yeah, it kind of sounds a little more nasally, but I really like it. Like it sounds live, it sounds real, and you can still like sense a lot of passion in it.
I think the coolest thing about it, because I don't know if it's like an album you just like bump in your car, but it's like when you see the movie, you're gonna like literally like feel like you have a story to go with it. And I think that's so cool that artists are doing that.
I think so. It's a 13 track album, and I love like some of the titles because it's just so Joker. One of them is Get Happy, World on a String, If My Friends Could See Me Now, That's Entertainment, Smile, The Joker, Happy Mistake, and That's Life. It's just some of the names, and I love how it's so Joker themed. And I also want to point out to not get this album mistaked with her new album, LG7, that we're going to get in just a couple weeks. This is just an album related to the new Joker musical and movie and stuff. It's not LG7, which I think is pretty confusing.
Yeah.
But if you're a Gaga fan, you're just like in Christmas mode right now because you're getting so many new music from her, so much new music. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
What the beep do we say? It's been an interesting week. It's been Homecoming Spirit Week. We're about to reveal day 5 of Homecoming Spirit Week's theme. And so we've done some crazy stuff this week on the show. So we actually take a look back on the show. Kevin plays a clip, and then we beep out something we said, and we see if you can guess what's behind that beep.
I just got a text saying Brett looks like with his Oh my God, you do.
It wasn't true.
True doppelganger.
If you remember what's beeped out, it was the biggest, falsest, craziest statement anyone's ever made. Usually what would be behind the beep, I know you're probably going to guess in, like Zac Efron, you know, The Rock. I mean, that's what you would probably guess. It's not those guys. I know, I was surprised too. But who did people say I looked like? Don't look at me like that. You guys are weird.
We have to let people guess.
All right. 314-531-9898. Do you know what people said I looked like?
What you say?
What the beep do we say this week? It's been Homecoming Spirit Week all week long. We're about 3 minutes away from revealing what today's theme is. But first, we beeped out a certain part of the show, and you have to guess what's behind that beep.
I just got a text saying Brett looks like with his Oh my gosh, you do.
It wasn't funny. It was mean. They said what, Hannah? What do people think?
I mean, we got loads of texts.
Of saying that I look like Channing Tatum. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for people
texting
in.
Stephanie, Cassie, Aaron, Chastity.
Yeah.
Mario. I just got a text saying Brett looks like Mario with his Oh my gosh, you do.
It's only funny because it's not true. That's what a joke
no,
is.
No, Brett. Just accept it. It's okay. He's a good guy to look like.
Nobody wants to look like. No one's ever looked at Mario and said, oh, that guy's sexy.
Better than looking like Bowser.
Thanks. I got that going for me.
Wow.
you say.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.